Shampoo when it is an Adam Fashu is the opinion. It's, that's what the brief was saying.
So I'm just saying, is that problematic? Because he's claiming that who disagrees? Who's he saying would disagree? The Rambam. Now that does sound problematic, because if you read, okay, let's back up. What does the Tur think the Rambam was saying?
That even if he's in Adam
Chashuv,
it doesn't work.
If it's Nasna Ivamar Hu, even if he's in Adam Chashuv, it doesn't work. And what is the Tur suggesting is the opinion of the Rif? Now, how did he know that? If you look at the Rif himself, the Rif just also seemed to say exactly what the Rambam said, namely, Nasna Hiva Amar Hu is Eina Mekudeshes, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Now, who was the one who interpreted the Rif to mean that the Rif only meant that where he's not an Adam Chashuv?
The
Ran. So, could you interpret the Rambam the same way? The Rambam also said, Nas Nahiva Amar Hu is Eina Mekudeshes, so maybe he means also, if he's not an Adam Pashuv? In other words, what is the Rambam saying that the Rif did? I mean, the Rif and the Rambam seem to say exactly the same words. And what? And you're telling me that the Rif, when he said what he said, he only meant it for someone who's not an Adam Chashuv, but when the Rambam said it, he meant it even for an Adam Chashuv? Isn't that arbitrary? So what I want you to do, we're going to go on to the next sugya, but what I would like you to do is the following. I want you to check the Rif. Does the Rif record in his halacha about an Adam Chashuv?
Yes.
Look it up and how he does it. And also look up the Rambam. You have to find it, where he discusses an Adam Chashuv. And just compare. And also take a look on the Tur. If you go and not from the Bar Ilan, you're gonna have to take a look at the Sefer of the Tur and look up what the Beis Yosef wrote on that statement of the Tur, this last statement about the Svara Rishona, what the Beis Yosef thought the Tur was saying and what the Beis Yosef's reaction is. So three things to do: check the Rif on Adam Chashuv, check the Rambam on Adam Chashuv, and then check the Beis Yosef on the Tur. Got it?
Also,
what?
Should we also look up the Shulchan
Aruch? No.
I mean the Beis Yosef.
No, just the Beis Yosef on the Tur, that's it. Okay. So let's start the next sugya. Did you get my email? I sent you a whole bunch of sources.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've written a lot. Okay. All right, let's first go through the Gemara according to Rashi. Okay, that's what we're going to do now. Just go through the Gemara. It's not a lot. It's a few lines of Gemara. But according to Perush Rashi, that's what we're going to do. What's that, Lizzie? What's that, Lizzie and...
Siona's never here on Mondays, but Lizzie's giving tours for the honors program.
Oh, okay. Maybe she told me I forgot. Siona's never here on Monday?
She used to be, but I think I'm here.
Oh, there you are. I was just asking about... Am I close the door?
Yeah. I remember why you told her that you're giving tours.
You were doing a tour or something?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Okay, so let's go through Omar Abaye, Hamakadish B'milva, and Hamakudeshes. According to Rashi, tell me what this means and explain to me why Eina Mekudeshes. Yes, just tell me first what it means, yes?
So, if a man loans a woman money, let's say on Monday, and... Okay, now that woman has to pay back the man. Okay, let's put that aside. Now the man comes to the woman, let's say on Wednesday, and says, be Mekudeshet to me with the loan that I lent you on Monday.
Be mekudeshes to me with what? Say it again.
With the loan.
What do you mean?
With
don't
the
use
money?
The word loan. What money?
The money that I gave to you on Monday.
The actual money?
With the,
in other words, let's say I the man loaned her $100, $25.20s. Okay, he gave her $100 loan, was $5.20s. It was like a little packet. He comes back later, the next day, the next week, whatever, and says to me, you know those five $20 bills that I loaned you, that I handed to you? I want you to be mekudeshes to me with those $20 bills, those five $20 bills that I gave you last week. With that money that I gave you, I want you now to be mekudesh, because after all, it's my money. So he claims, right? It's my money. I loaned it to you, but it's my money. So that money, right? Be mekudeshes to me. Is that what you're saying? Or is it, or not, he's not saying that?
No, not that.
Oh, he's not saying that. So what is he saying to her?
For the amount of money that you owe me.
So you're talking about, well, I'm sorry, the debt? What is he being mekudesh her with?
He's forgiving the loan that he gave her $5, and he says, "Be mekadesh to me that I will remit the loan, and you don't have to pay me back the $5 that."
So, be mekadesh to me with the cancellation of the debt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, who? So, who learns that way? That he's being so. You're saying then he's trying to be mekadesh her. Now, there's a debt. Now, a debt is something that's intangible, right? She owes him money. Is that what you're saying? So she owes him. And he's saying to her, you don't have to pay me back. And I'm being mekadesh you with the fact that what? That I'm canceling the debt and that you don't have to pay. The debt's gone. I'm just canceling the debt. So basically, she just gained whatever it is, whatever the amount of the loan was. She just gained $100. So he's mekadesh her with the cancellation of the debt. Is that how everybody's learning? Yes or no? You learned that way?
At first, but then something a little different.
What? How did you learn?
Being mekadesh to me with the hana'a that you will receive by being...
Oh, the hana'a. But that's coming up later.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a mekadesh the milva, and remember the din is ein mekudeshes.
Okay.
Okay, what?
So then.
You do agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody? So how do you?
Yeah.
Everybody? You agree? Akena?
Maybe I'm just.
I'm asking you based on Rashi. Is that what Rashi said?
So maybe I'm just. Maybe it's the same thing in different words, but I guess I was thinking that he loaned her money. She hasn't paid it back yet. He comes to her a few days later and says, "Be mekudeshet to me with that money that you were going to pay me back with." I don't know if that
the money that you I don't know how do we know whatever money she's
well whatever yeah I'm saying whatever it is like I,
my phone what do you mean whatever it is
like okay it can't be it doesn't it's not going to necessarily be the exact stack of fives like you said that he gave her because she might have already spent that. But when she, meaning in general, when she pays him back, it's going to be with any permutation, let's say, of money, like any permutation of $100. It's not necessarily going to be like specifically, like physically those fives, So now he's just saying, be mekudeshet to me with whatever you were going to pay me back with.
So let's read Rashi. What do you want to say?
We read it very differently. I don't think that he's loaned her the money yet, particularly according to Rashi.
He didn't what?
I don't think he's necessarily given her the money yet. Is that
as the loan?
The setup is that...
He didn't lend her the money yet?
I think based on Rashi, he's saying, be mekudesh to me with the amount that I'm going to loan you.
Okay, let's read Rashi. What is it?
Oh, just can I just explain what I was saying before about the cancellation of the debt according to Rashi?
What?
And why would it be Mekadesh?
What is he been trying to be Mekadesh with? That's what I'm asking
with,
you now.
I still think it's with the cancellation.
Returning.
I still think it's with the cancellation of the debt.
Okay,
no,
can we read Rashi?
Okay,
what is it?
I don't worry. I would read it a little differently.
Okay, but we haven't read the Rashi yet, so let's read Rashi. Or last, what do you want
to
say?
I think that she read the case differently.
So how?
I think it's, we were saying, be mekudeshet to me with those 520s that I gave you on Monday. Because the answer, he ends up rejecting the case because he ends up saying that that's her money now, it's not his.
Okay, you hear what she just said?
Let's take a look at Rashi.
Hamakadesh, two Rashis. First Rashi is Hamakadesh Benilva, then the next one is Anamakudeshes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Hamakadesh Benilva, the Omar Hiskachi Li Benilva Shehilvi Sicha. Shehilvi Sich probably should be grammar. What does that mean? Be Mekudeshes to me with the loan.
Which I loaned you.
I loaned you, not that I will loan you. You got the grammar wrong. It's past tense. So the loan has already taken place, and now he's saying to her, be Mekudeshes to me with the loan that I loaned you. So the Abai said in the Gemara, Ena Mekudeshes. So let's read the next Rashi. The Kicha Misteya from Gamrina. Now we learn our kicha from Stei Ephraim, right? Di yahiv mi di bishas kedusha. What does that mean?
He
gives her something at the time of the kedusha. Now the next three words are very important. I gave you a gemara about it. I know you probably didn't get to it yet. Umilva lahotsa nitna. Those are three words that are very important. It's really a halachic phrase. Umilva lahotsa nitna. What do the words mean? Yes, what do the words mean?
And a loan is...
Is how would you translate it?
Okay. Right. A loan is going to be returned. It was given on the condition that it would be returned.
No. That's not
meaning hotza'a from the person you lend it to.
No. What's milva lahotsa nitna? What do you say it means?
Yeah, just the words really what it means.
The words first, and then you'll tell me what it...
Okay, to go out and to give.
Okay, all right, so tell me what it means.
Meaning it's a loan that you're supposed to actually then use the money for, as opposed to putting it into a trust where you don't touch the money. This is a loan that you spent the money.
Okay. A loan, the word hotsa here means to be spent. Milva lahotsa nitna. A loan is given to be spent. Now you have to understand what the significance of, is he telling you why people borrow money? Well, yeah, people borrow money because they need money to spend it on something. Let's read a little bit further. What you said is valid, but I don't want to get... Umilva lahot, money is given when a borrower, when a lover borrows money from a malga. He's borrowing money to spend it, not just to put it in his piggy bank and watch it. He borrows the money in order to spend it out. Now, why is that an important point? Well, of course, who cares why people... So, let's keep reading. Ukvar hein shela. They are already hers. With the money that he just gave her as a loan, they are already hers. And other money she is obligated to him. What does he mean by other money? Yeah, what does other money mean?
Meaning not those exact 20s.
Yeah, those 20s, those 520s that he gave her, the moment he gave it to her, who did they belong to?
Her.
Remember, it wasn't given as like a shomer to watch something. It was given to her to spend. And the moment he hands her those 520s, that $100 is hers. The only thing is, she's going to have to then pay back the loan. Now when she pays it back, she's going to pay with other money, typically. Because the money of the loan that he gave her, most probably 99 times out of 100, have been spent already by the time the loan is due. Right? Why else do people borrow money if not to spend it, if they need cash? So let's go back now. So what is he saying? Hamakadesh, the middle of this. Why is it any Makadesh? So what sense do you get from Rashi? What was he trying to be Makadesh her with?
What Victoria McKenna said.
I think what Victoria said.
What Victoria said,
that he's trying to be Makadesh her with those 520s that he gave her.
The old ones.
Yeah, the ones that he gave her, the ones of the loan. There's only one set of money that he gave her. And that money, who does it belong to?
Her.
So let me ask you then, what would be if he loaned her the $100 on Monday, and he came to her the next day, and she still has not yet spent the $100? And he said to her, that, and he notices it's still on the dining room table, you know, just to dramatize this. And he says to her, oh, I see you haven't spent the money yet. I want to be Makadesh you with that money. Would it work? No. Because that money belongs to her. So he's not giving her anything. It's already hers as a loan. So it belongs to her. So what is he giving her?
So even if she didn't spend it, it's still hers.
It's hers. It's her money. It's no different than saying to a woman, you know, the money that you have in your own bank account, I'm Makadesh you with that. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, that's her money. So
yeah,
it's
thanks.
Right.
What if when she took the money, it was specifically like she went to him because she wanted to get in her bank account and accrue money on it. We said that, like, the money's not.
Okay, hold that. Lizzie talked something about it. Don't.
Okay.
That's not. You're going to be doing a Gemara. Where actually that is going to come up, so I don't want to touch it yet.
Okay.
Let's leave it alone. Okay, so the idea, though, that we're talking about that he's makadesh her by canceling the debt, and then she's gaining the fact that she doesn't have to pay it back, a much more sophisticated way of learning. From Rashi, it just doesn't seem that that's what's going on. You agree? You see what I'm saying?
That we also know that because in a later Rashi, he discusses the case of forgiving the loan as a separate entity. The Kol Shekein and Machal La Kol Amalva
Milva
and Kol Milva. But Amar La Yukechi Li Bahanah is Mechilas.
But he introduces Hanah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
But he's discussing the case of forgiving the loan as a separate.
Okay. Yeah, that could be. So, okay, so Makadesh B'milva is Eina Makudeshes. And the reason is because that money that he gave her, even if she has not yet spent it, it's not his. The moment she took it as a loan, it's her money.
What if she never did a kinyan over it? What if he, like, left it at her front door and she never accepted it?
If she didn't make a kinyan on it, then it's still his.
Okay. So then he didn't lend it to her.
But I don't know, but she could take it at any time. He loaned it to her, so the moment she takes it, took it before, so I don't know what would happen if he first said a loan, she didn't take it, and then he said, oh, I want to be Makadesh with it. And maybe he could do that. Because
like if he sent something in the mail, but she never got it.
Oh, but she never got it.
Or in her mailbox.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
We just really wanted to make a special loan, so we're just trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Well, the loan, though, is assuming she got it already. That's what we're discussing. Next. Bahanos Milva, Abaye continues and says, Bahanos Milva, Mikudeshes, but Vasa Vasos Kempne Haramas Ribis, period. That's the second statement of Abaye. So Abaye said two things. What's the second one? If he wants to be Makadesh with what he calls Hanas Milva, the benefit of the Milva, we don't know what that means yet. So Abaye said, she's married. She will be Makadesh, 100%. It's just that he shouldn't do this. He shouldn't marry a woman this way. But if he did it, she's mekudeshes. So why shouldn't he do it? Because of another problem. It's a ribbis problem. We're bringing in something that somehow, and it's called what Abaye called haramas ribbis, which means it looks like ribbis. So how on earth does this look like ribbis? So this is all that we have to figure out. But the question is, but what is the basic case of Hanas Nova? What exactly happened? What was he Makadisha with? Because remember, what is the din about this Kedushin?
Is that?
She's Mekudeshes. So if a man is Makadisha, a woman with Hanas Nova, she is Mekudeshes. Period. It's just that if he had to do it all over again, he shouldn't have done it this way. Because it looks like Rivas. But if he did it, he did it. Is this clear? No. The Gemara, though, doesn't know what Hanas Nova means. So the Gemara then picks up and says, Hai Hanas Nova Hechi Dami. Do you know that what's in Hei Dalet Sif for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's Hechi Dami mean?
What's the case?
What's the case? What is the case? So, Eilema da Azkafa da Omar La Arba Bachamisha. Could someone explain this to me? What does that mean? Yes.
He incorporated interest into the loan itself, so he lent her 4 Azuzim, let's say, and then when he came to her, he said, okay... when he came to her to be Mekadesh.
He gave her the loan of $400, he built into it that when she pays him back, she has to pay him back $500.
So he told that to her?
Yeah.
Yes, he didn't say that.
Oh, sorry.
He didn't say that. So, which basically means then, when he loaned her money, he charged her interest. That's what he did. Like any credit card company, banks lend money, they charge interest. So what do you mean he charged interest? He told her, okay, you want to borrow 4 Zuzim, I'll lend you 4, but you have to pay me back 5. So he's adding an extra Zuz as a profit for him, that's the ribbis, that he's charging her for lending her the 4 Zuzim. So maybe that's what Hanas Nova means. You understand why that would be called Hanas Nova? Because who's getting the Hanas? Who's Hanas?
Yeah.
No,
he
is. It's being called Hanas Nova because that's the benefit that he's getting from the fact that he's lending her the money.
As opposed to the Kedushin.
The benefit is that he's getting an additional Zuz back. So that's what we call Hanas Nova. Is that
Hanas Milva or Hanas Malva?
Milva is the word. It's the Hana of the loan. When you talk about a loan, you can be talking about the lender or the borrower.
Here,
so this is referring to the Hana that the lender will get from this loan because he's going to make a profit of his Zuz. Because he's lending 4 and getting back 5. So maybe, now, and the Gemara said about this case, if this is the correct pshat for Hanas Nova, we know the din is Mekudeshes, but we also know Asa Lasos Ken Bnei Haramas Ribis. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara, what was the Gemara's reaction? Yes.
It can't be, because...
This can't be the right pshat.
This
why
can't
not?
Be it, because this is for Vadai Ribit. This is, they use it.
What?
Ribit Mal Yatav. This is definitely Ribit. This is definitive Ribit.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to Haramat Ribit.
Where it looks like.
Where it looks like, or it could be some kind of interest, as opposed to here, this is like Vadai Ribit.
Okay. That's it?
That was one answer. That was one thing that was wrong with it.
Yeah.
The Ode Hainu Milda. And additionally, this is a case of the original case that we brought up in the Gemara, which is the loan.
Well, who's talking about that? Can we talk about Hanas Milva now? What's the Ode Hainu Milda? Anybody? Yes?
So, the way that this case was constructed, the man would be, he's trying to be Mekadesh her with, let's say, the extra dollar, right? He says, I'll loan you...
Oh, yeah, we didn't say that. So what does he be Mekadesh her with?
Right, so the case is, he loans her, let's say, $100, but he says, you know, when you pay me back, you have to pay me back $120. And he wants to be Mekadesh her with those 20 extra dollars.
So how is he now he's saying to her, those $20 that you would owe me as the interest payment, I want to be Makadish you with it, so of course she won't have to pay it. Mm-hmm.
Right? It tells her on the day of collection, right?
Well, whenever he decides to marry her. Whenever, yeah, some later day. So he says, be Makadish to me with that $20 interest fee that I charged you. So then it would come out then, she still would have to pay back the $100 debt, but she won't have to pay back the additional $20 because he is now being Makadisher with it. That's the case. Now we're being told, so McKenna, continue.
So therefore, that's exactly like the first case that the Gemara said doesn't work of just regular milveh in Amar Kudesha.
In other words, that Hanoas Milva, if this is what Hanoas Milva mean, then it should not be Makudeshes for the same reason that Makadesh B'Milva is Eino Makudeshes. What do you mean by that? The Makadesh B'Milva, why is she Eino Makudeshes? Because he said he's not giving her anything. Well, if he's trying to be Makadesh her with what? With that additional $20. Who owns those $20? She does, it's her money. So he's not giving her anything. So that's what the Gemara is offering, two objections, that this cannot be the pshat of Hanas Nova. The first objection is what?
It's straight up Ribis.
Because it's not Haramas Ribis, but it's... What is Ribis? What does Ma'al Yasa mean?
It's the right level.
Like it's the best Ribis, meaning the best in the sense that it's the real Ribis.
Yeah. It's the worst Ribis.
I mean, yeah, you understand?
Yeah.
So, and then secondly, so therefore, and what's the objection? Oh, we'll get it. Well, and then secondly, what?
It should be the same thing, isn't it?
And then it should be the same. Then the question is, but this is also trying to be Makadish with a milva. What's the milva here? Not the principal $100. Here, the milva is the additional $20. But it also has the same problem as the principal itself does. If you wanted to be Makadisher with the principal, what was our response to that? Eino Makadisher, because he's not giving her anything. So if he's trying to be Makadisher with the interest payment and she hasn't made yet, he's not giving her anything either. Because that's her money. So, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Gemara means, right? Ha ribis mal yasahu ba'ot. What's Hainu? That's Milva. That's the same thing as trying to be Makadish B'milva. Now let's just back up. When the Gemara said, Horibis Mal Yasahu, that this is really like, you know, the best type of ribis. So if you look at Rashi, what did Rashi say?
Why are we calling it
Haramas? Vamai Kari Lei Haramas Ribis. So the objection seems to be what?
Why?
Why is the Gemara? Why the Gemara said Hanoas Milva is Mekudeshes, but also Lasas Kemenei Haramas Ribis. So if Hanoas Milva means 4 or 5, that case of 4 or 5, so the Gemara's first objection would be, well then, that should not be called Haramas Ribis. That's real Ribis. So, I don't know how to ask you this without giving away too much.
Isn't it asking the same thing then? It's not really.
So let me ask you.
Not really,
well, what if she paid the $20? What if she paid the interest already?
Then it's not his in the first place.
And it wasn't a
So it's not his.
Right. You can't be mikdash to a woman with stolen money, right? Maybe. Can you be mikdash to a woman with stolen money?
Do you think you can?
No, I'm asking that. Yes. I think you cannot.
Yes, you can be mikdash to a woman with stolen money.
It's probably valid kiddushin, but then you'd be punished for stealing.
Okay, what I want to know is this. The first objection is that this is really not haramas ribbis, but it's real ribbis. So why, according to Rashi, why, if this is the correct shot for Hanas Milva, then why would the Gemara say you're not allowed to do it because it's haramas ribbis? It should have said you're not allowed to do it because it's real ribbis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they're at, the
yeah.
way Rashi
yeah.
learns?
Yeah.
No. But she would still be mekudeshes.
So
is the Gemara questioning whether she should be mekudeshes or not?
No.
In the first objection. The Gemara gave two objections. In the second one, when the Gemara said about Haino Milvo, what are they objecting to?
That it should be Ina Mekudesh.
It should be Ina Mekudesh.
Because it was her money.
Because it was her money. And what's the first objection? Is the first objection
some
basically
objects.
That
no.
they're not objecting to the fact that she's Mekudeshes. But what they're objecting to is the fact that why would it be called Haramas Ribbis?
It should be real ribbis.
Should be real ribbis? Is that it?
Oh, so
no,
first, so, but by asking that in the first question, you're really asking the second question.
Right.
That's what I, well.
Oh, you're saying
if it's actual ribbis, then.
If the objection is only about the fact that the Gemara Abayi said that you're not allowed to do it because of Haramas Ribbis, and the Gemara's only objection is that they're not objecting to the fact that she would be Mekudeshes. They're just objecting to the fact that it should not be called Haramas Ribbis, which is, it should be called real Ribbis. But they're not objecting to the fact that she would be Mekudeshes.
No.
Oh, yeah,
because
maybe
they would be Mekudeshes.
I see, yes.
So if it would be Mekudeshes, why would it be Mekudeshes?
Because
what?
If it was real ribbit, then she wouldn't be Mekudeshes.
Why?
Because like we said, the court could take the money out of the man's hand and give it back to the woman. If it was ha'aramat ribbit, then it would work and he could keep the money.
Okay, you hear what she's saying? So let's talk about that. See, the Gemara's second objection was v'od ha'inu milva. Now, in the second objection, the Gemara is assuming that she did or did not yet pay the interest.
She did not.
She did not. It's just a debt that he said you owe me. So then, I can say, Haino Milva. So then, according to that objection, she should not be Mekudeshes because Mekadesh Benova is Haino Mekudeshes. Right? In the first objection, when it said that it's ribbis maliyasa. If we are to learn that the assumption is that she would be mekudeshes, it's just that the problem is it shouldn't have been called haramas ribbis, it should have been called real ribbis. So you have to ask yourself, well, why would she be mekudeshes? So you'd have to assume that she must have what? Maybe she paid the $20. So he's got it. And now he basically is handing it back to her and saying, be mekudeshes to me with the fifth, which might be the fifth zuz.
Do we have to assume she gave it back? Or can we just assume she agreed to give it back? And then he says,
well, if it's still hers, then it's a milva.
Okay.
Then I'm stuck. Then why would she be... Now, if the first objection is not objecting to the mekudeshes status, but only objecting to the name. Why would it be called Haramas Ribbis? It should be called real Ribbis. So how would you have to explain this so that she could be Mekudeshes, but your objection is the fact that it should, but it's not Haramas Ribbis. So you'd have to say that if she paid it, so now here comes the issue. If she paid it, Who does the money, that $20, that extra, the fifth zuz, right, four and five, who does the fifth zuz belong to after she paid it?
In which case? In the normal Ribbis case or in the...
four and five.
Hers.
What do you call it? Four or five. She paid the fifth zuz.
It belongs
to in our Hamas Ribbis or in normal Ribbis?
I just gave you a case. He loaned her four to pay that five.
If he pays it back, then it's his.
Now, the problem is, as I told you last time, in real ribis,
they can take it back.
The courts can, if she demands it, the courts can go in and force the man to give back that fifth zuz.
In which case, it's not really.
So then, in that case, so can you really say it's his?
But the courts aren't going in and stealing the exact coin, right? They could just go in and take any zoos.
Oh, right? I don't know. Whatever it was, that money, maybe even that, even the exact money. Look, if he doesn't have it, so then he'll pay it up with whatever he has. But if he has that, if he still has that exact money,
then it has to be.
And she has some crazy desire to have the same money back, maybe she can insist on it. Is that the pshat?
Well,
yes, it's not her. If I stole your money and I have it,
it's not your money. It's still my money, but you're in possession of it.
So I have to give it back to you. Now, if you don't care which money you get back, so fine. What if you did care?
But in the case of Ribis, I agreed to pay you that extra zoos, and then I come back claiming it.
I know the courts will honor that.
I agreed to let you steal it, in a sense.
But
we're going with that
because you didn't know you had a choice. He needed the loan, so you went along, but the courts will... So what I want to know is this. In a case like that, where the person paid the ribis, once it's paid, does the mal then own the money or not own it? Now, if you tell me that he does not own it, then the objection... In the first objection, it's not just an objection about why you're calling it Haramas Ribis, you should have called it real Ribis. The objection is even more than that. What's the objection? If it's real Ribis, then she's not Mekudeshet. No, it's not his money.
Isn't it back to Milva?
No, it's worse than Milva. It's stolen money.
Ah, okay.
It's not a Milva.
But it would be...
He has her money. What do you mean Milva?
I'm saying the issue with the Kiddushin, then, is the fact that he's not giving her anything. The fact that he's stolen is a separate issue.
Well, why is he not giving... Not because it's a Milva. The reason why he's not giving her anything is because he's giving her back her own property that he took from her.
But the inherent issue from a Kiddushin perspective is the same issue as it was with Milva.
I know, it's just that I wouldn't call this... It's not a Milva. This is stolen property. Sorry. I wouldn't say the problem is that this is a debt that he's trying to be Mekadesher with. No, he's trying to be Mekadesher with money that basically he stole from her. Now, the way Rashi said it, the question is, how much do we read into this? Rashi said, Vamai Karile Haramas Ribis. Why is it called Haramas Ribis? It doesn't seem like, according to Rashi, that the objection is to what?
To
the fact that the Kiddushin took effect. It's just why is it called Haramas Ribis. And this I gave you a Rishonim on. You're going to see there's a big discussion among Rishonim about, and this really gets into this whole idea that Ribis Kitsutsa, the courts will take it away and give it back. What does that say about the money that the Malva collected as Ribis? Is it really saying that he doesn't own it at all? Or maybe there's some other way to look at it. I don't want to say more. So this will be investigated. Yes.
If she, okay, I don't know if you're not going to answer this. If she doesn't demand the money back.
Well, if she doesn't, then she doesn't.
Then it's it.
That's like saying if I stole money from you and you decide not to go to court and let it go, so you let it go.
It.
Okay, because you gave up on it. So you're a mocho.
Okay.
You have the right. It's your money.
Okay.
If you want to give up on it, you can give up on it.
Yes. But I think even though, I think Rashi, just saying those words alone, I think that's the natural implication of what he meant. Meaning...
What do you mean?
Amai karile haramat ribit. Meaning it's not haramat ribit, it's actual ribit,
and
therefore
so what?
The bank king can take back the money.
So what? So
and
say
it is a
so you should have said it's not Mekudeshes. Could have said it stronger, say... Mer says Haribis Mal Yasehi, Rashi should have said the Einam Kodeshes.
I guess it's just
wouldn't that be a stronger thing to say? Not just about the wording, why Asa Lasos came, you can So more basic, that she's not Mekudeshes. Just like when the Gemara said Hainu Milva, there the Gemara was saying she's not Mekudeshes, because it's a Milva. So if in the first objection it's also Ainu Mekudeshes, that would be, say she's not Mekudeshes. When a man is, when he wants to be Mekadesh a woman with real ribbis, she's not Mekudeshes, because it's not his money. Wouldn't that be a more basic thing to say?
I'm having like trouble understanding why we wouldn't just say, okay, the money's not his,
but
he was still, she agreed to the Mekudesha to him with his money, and now if he has to either pay back the money because it was hers or because he stole it, now he's obligated in that money, but the Kedushin is still valid because he did have money that he gave her and said, be Mekudesha to you.
You mean I could steal somebody's money and give it to a woman, should be Mekudeshes, even though it's not my money?
Yes.
No.
Why?
I have to give her my money. I can't take stolen money. I stole money from Micheli and I'm going to use it to be Mekadesh a woman with stolen property.
You're obligated to give back to repay Micheli.
It's not my money.
That makes sense. But like, I feel like at that point, it's in a sense, like, I know it's going to sound ridiculous, but like, that's become your money, and you have to repay back money to Racheli. But at that point that you stole the money, it's money that's in your possession, and you could do what you want with it. You just have to then pay back.
A person has to own the money that he uses to be Mekadesha with.
Where do we see that?
I don't know. It's just assumed.
They ask under the chuppah, did you buy this with your own money? And he cracks up. Yeah.
He said, I don't have any money.
Why should that be something that we assume?
What?
Sorry. Why?
I guess it all came in kesef. It's got to be your kesef. You know, I don't know if it's... where is it based on? I think just the nature of the kesef. I can't get stolen money. But that's true. You're asking me what the source of that is. I mean, Gemara's all over the place say it. Mishnah is probably said it. You're asking me how did the Mishnah know it? I don't know it.
So if you buy a house for me, and I sell you a house, if you buy a house for me with money you stole from Avital, the sale wasn't valid.
That's what I would have said.
Okay.
You know, it has to be my money, her money. Okay? So this is something that we're going to really spend quite a bit of time on, which is really exploring, really, we're talking about real ribbis. If a malva collects the ribbis, let's say the lova paid it, can the malva, who does that money belong to after it's paid? Does it belong to the malva or not at all?
Okay.
Of course, knowing that the courts could take it away from him. That's a given. The courts could actually take the money away from the malva and return it to the lova. But until they do that, who does the money belong to? Is it simply stolen money that belongs to the lova or not? All I'm saying to you is, this is a big issue that Rishonim discuss, okay? And the consequence of that issue will be how to understand the first objection of the Gemara. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is the first objection about that she should not be Mekudeshes, or is the objection just about why are we calling it Haramas Ribbis, we should have called it real Ribbis. But they're not objecting to the fact that she would be Mekudeshes. You understand? So that we will... This will be revisited. Let's continue. So what did the Gemara then respond? Who could read? Racheli read. So the Gemara responded. After Bot Hainu Milva, just read after that.
Lo tzricha da arvach la zina. He doesn't need to extend time.
No. This formulation of lo tzricha is very common. It's not part of...
Oh, is this like lo tzricha?
Like
no,
it's not...
Lo, you pause, comma. Not lo tzricha. Lo, no. No to what?
He needs to extend.
No, that's everything. That's not definite.
That we just suggested, no, that's all wrong. Tzricha, we need... You need what?
You have to say...
We need... When Abai said, Hanoas Milvis Mukudeshis Vasar Lasos Kemenea Ramas Ribis, we need it for the following case. For the following situation of Da Arvach La Zimpa. that he, what does it mean, darvachol, you know the way Rashi learns?
He extended
the time that the loan is due. And if you look at Rashi, how did Rashi explain it? So let's say the loan, he made the loan and it's due in 30 days from the time that the loan was made. On day 30, he comes over to her and he says to her, I will extend the duration of the loan for another 20 days. And I want to be makadesh you with the hanah that you're getting from the fact that I'm extending the time of the loan. So you're getting an additional 20 days before you have to pay it back. That's worth, how much is that worth it to you to get an extension? Is it worth a pruta? Yeah. Because, and the way Rashi describes it, how do you know it's worth at least a pruta?
Because you would pay.
Because somebody would pay at least a pruta to get a $20 extension on the loan. Probably worth more than a pruta, whatever it is. All we need is a pruta. So since it's worth at least a pruta, so then the hana that he's giving her is what is worth a pruta.
This happens on the day the money is due, right?
Yeah, let's say on the day that the money is due. Now, I don't know if it has to be, what if it was a few days before.
Okay. Yeah, as long as she knows that the due, like the...
Yeah, so I don't know if it would matter when it is. And actually, we're going to see more about that too, actually. But from Rashi, it's hard to tell. So, now, in a case like that, if he says, be mekudeshes to me with the extension of the loan, the extension. So we're not talking about canceling the debt. This is about extending the duration of the debt. So he's giving her more time to pay it back. So that additional time, and he wants to be mekudesher with the hanah that she's getting. So that's what that's the pshat of Hana Asmilva, which is Makudeshes. But also Lasos Kim Neha Ramas Ribbis. So two things. First of all, we have to understand why is she Makudeshes. That's the most basic thing. And then secondly, we have to understand what you're not allowed to do it because it looks like Ribbis. Where does it look like Ribbis? Well, let's first tackle the first thing that we have to figure out is why is she Makudeshes? So how? Why is she mekudeshes?
Because she got hana worth of pruta.
Because he gave her hana. And I'm adding this in, Rashi didn't say it, but why is it any different than any other kind of hana that a man potentially could give a woman, and he could be mekadesher with hana? Here, he's giving her something. Something real. Well, it's not tangible in like in a physical sense, but he's giving her hana, which is worth money.
And it's in his purview to give that.
Yeah, he's giving her an extension and he's trying to be mekadesher with the hana of the extension. So that's why, since he's giving her this hana, she's getting something. So she's mekudeshes. However, said the Gemara, said Abai, Aser Lasos Kain, you shouldn't really do this because it looks like ribbis. So first of all, so Rashi tries to explain why it's not real ribbis. And what did Rashi say?
Because there's no set.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because there's no set amount, and there's no...
When you say there's no set amount, you're right, just say what you mean by that.
He didn't define an amount to her, like a specific, like monetary value.
Yeah, he didn't specify what?
How much you said?
An interest amount. There's no... Right. He didn't say to her that you have to pay me interest or anything. There's no interest. Is he charging her interest for extending the loan? No.
Yeah.
So there's nothing. He's just extending. It's the same loan, whatever the loan was, $100 loan. It's the same amount. He's just giving her more time to pay it back. And Rashi also said, "V'lo midi shokal mina." He's not taking anything from her. So he's not taking anything from her. She's not paying him anything. He didn't set an amount that, that she would have to pay him in addition to the principal of the debt, right? So therefore, there's no real ribbis here.
Are you separating those two reasons?
No.
Okay.
He didn't set an amount. And also, well, I think you need two things. By not setting an amount, that would explain what?
Why
there's no ribbis katsutsa. And then he's saying, and he's not taking anything from her to me, that would even explain that, what?
No.
It's
not avak ribbis.
It wouldn't even be avak ribbis. Because in avak ribbis, he gets something. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Is it like a collateral? Like, is that the way that they think of it? Or no?
I don't follow.
Okay. No, I was just trying to understand this whole statement of him taking something as maybe it was collateral that he'd pay her back. That she would then
No. It's not nothing to do with collateral. In avak ribbis, I know I mentioned, did I mention it when I did the, last week when I told you the three, did I give you an example of avak ribbis?
Yes.
Yeah, what would be an example of avak ribbis? So I know I mentioned it today to some of you in Chavrusa. I just don't remember if I mentioned it in class.
I didn't write an example.
You didn't write an example. You told us what
the
best general.
So avak ribbis, let's say, would be the following. A guy loans a person, Mabel lends $100 to a loaner. And nothing was specified at the time of the loan about paying interest. Nothing. Okay. So at the time of the loan, there's no interest at all. Okay. The loan was for 30 days. Let's say the Malva is walking along in the street, and he notices he's passing by the house of the Lova, and the Lova has a beautiful front yard. And the Malva decides, I'm going to rest and walk into his yard and rest there, take a nap, enjoy. He has a beautiful garden. I'm going to sit there and enjoy it. The Lova sees him there and doesn't say anything because, after all, this guy loaned him the money. He doesn't want to upset him. So he lets him use his chotzer. Now, nothing was specified. That would be also to do. That's avak ribbis.
Because he's only allowing it because the guy loans him. But what if he said, he's just my really good friend, so I'm not going to say anything?
Well, I don't know. But he's still gaining from the loan.
It's like taking advantage.
Unless you could prove that the loan has absolutely nothing to do with it. But otherwise, assuming that it's just a business deal, and all of a sudden he's coming in, so the Malva is gaining. He's getting back $100, plus he got, a chance to relax in this guy's garden. So he got back more, but it was never stipulated. See, what would be if he would have stipulated, I'll lend you the $100, but you have to let me, relax in your garden every day? That would be a ribbis katsutsa. But that was never stipulated. It just came out that way. So that would be avak ribbis, because he is getting something. And avak ribbis, the malva is getting something in addition to the principal of the loan. And that's maybe what Rashi's emphasizing, but in this case, he's not getting anything. He didn't stipulate anything, nor is he taking anything from her. So there's no ribbis at all. Now, Rashi just told us why it's not real ribbis. Rashi didn't, though, explain. I don't think he did. Sorry. Rashi didn't explain what. So why is it haramas ribbis even? He made such a good case why it's not ribbis at all. Okay, great. So why is it haramas? Did Rashi actually spell it out?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. So what do you think?
Maybe he thinks it's a case
of the house. I don't know.
What?
It looks like
I couldn't hear anybody. What? Yeah?
The guy's getting, he's getting back more than he left.
Like what?
He's getting back his fee.
He's getting back
he
who?
Would, he would be getting back a fee for...
What is he getting?
He's getting a wife. He's getting a pruta.
What pruta?
Of him, of being Mekadesh, or whether or not.
I'm not following. What is he getting?
He's getting a wife.
Yeah, got that.
And he's getting the benefit of a pruta, because now he doesn't have to pay a pruta to get her, so it's as if he got a pruta.
That's do Tosfos?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's in Tosfos, actually.
Yeah.
But that's a problem. Which
we didn't get
say?
That far in the test.
Okay, that would be a, what do you want to say?
But doesn't Ashi think it is Ha'adam HaTV?
I know, but why?
He
didn't say why.
Alright, that's what we were
saying. I'm just saying, well, it should just be nothing.
Right.
Why is it even Haram? He has to say it's Haram, the Gemara said it. But he didn't explain to us. He told us why it's not real ribbis, but he didn't then go on to explain, but it is Haram's ribbis for the following reason.
He's still getting something, though.
Like, tell me what he's getting.
He's getting wife.
Fine, okay, maybe that's the pshat. That it looks like ribbis because he's getting a wife in return.
Wait, I only lent you the money,
so he's getting back the money plus a wife.
So
unless you, I mean it. So
yeah.
Maybe that's why it looks like ribbis, because it looks like he's getting back his loan,
mm-hmm.
plus in the process he's also getting a wife.
And he'd have to give her anything more than his like share as well.
What?
Maybe part of the picture is that he looks like he's getting a wife and he didn't have to do anything.
I mean, give her a pruta
yeah.
for kedusha. Well, that's
what
Lizzie
yeah.
was saying. So, so we'll have to see about that. That might complicate things. All right. So for tomorrow, now we have to do something else in this Rashi that I want to talk out, which is about what Rashi. Hanoas mechilas milva.
I was really stuck on this Rashi.
What?
I was really
stuck on this Rashi. Yeah. So we have to go, we'll go over this tomorrow. So, so work on, what did I give you? Look at the source sheet. What was next? Did I say to do Tosfos next, or
yeah.
did I do say to do other Gemaras?
No.
But in the new one,
yeah.
one that I sent you out yesterday.
It says Tosfos first, and then the other.
The one that I gave you yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Did you want it to do Tosfos next?
Or you want
to
do
yeah,
the
you,
other
yeah, yeah.
first?
I don't remember what I just, so follow the order.
Then
some Gemara's later on. Fine.
And
Zion, and then Zion, and then Zion, and then Ramban, and then Rashba.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So prepared,
like, right up the top of the
jokes.
Yeah.
When are we having our vocab test?
Oh, oh.
Should
we have it? When did I? What did I say? I don't remember what I said.
You said it tomorrow, but then me and Fiona could take it on Thursday.
So maybe let's everybody take it on Thursday.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, Thursday.
That would be helpful. Thank you.
Fine. Are you coming in here?
Yes.
Okay.
You're
yeah.
time, right?
Yes.
I'm Dodie yeah. Tobin. I'm Mark Tobin's wife.
Ah.
You remember him? Which is from Douglaston?
Oh, gee. Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Right? Your father taught in Bar Mitzvah or something?
Oh my goodness.
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey guys, are you staying? I have lots of pizza.
We're all staying.
Yes. Are there more women that are
coming? Yes, there's two
shiurim,
so people are coming.
Can I bring it in here? The pizza?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
You want some pizza, Rabbi Khan?
Sure,
yes, remember?
Okay.
That's so funny.
Oh my
all
God,
people
Tobin,
to be
sure.
Here.
Sure. Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes, he always talks about you and your memories.
Tobin, of course.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Wow.
I would
have
put
it
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I work for Matan, and I'm here to talk to them about
oh, you're here to
programs.
Lunch and
yeah, I brought yeah, lunch and
oh,
learn.
Sure. Oh,
anyway, so and I remember I took some years. She were years ago
yeah.
when I was in New York.
What?
Where?
From where?
Edrisha?
Edrisha,
yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The summer that I was getting married to Mark, I
yeah,
I remember learning from
oh,
you.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Vivid memories.